Good morning. Woo, that's hot. Scared myself. Boy, I just love meeting with you guys, coming together, mixing all the things that the Holy Spirit's been speaking to each one of us during the week and bringing it together, fitting like a puzzle that is all the pieces just fit together. It's just amazing. You know, this morning I've had at least 3 confirming words already on stuff that he's been speaking to me, so it's just really awesome to see that. And asking the Lord what to talk about to open the service today, and the word I heard was resonance. And maybe get a little nerdy here to start with. You've probably heard of like a perfect storm, for instance, where out on the ocean you may have these huge waves that build. Well, they build because there's a couple different waves that get in resonance with each other, and they build to be this bigger. And that's what I hear the word is for our service today, is the resonance that you carry and that I carry and that we bring together. And He's going to put it together in a way that's just really powerful. If you would stand with me, please. And so we often, you know, come into this service, or at least I do, looking for something new, something that maybe some change in something in my life, or maybe just something fresh, you know, a fresh word or something like that. And so I was asking the Lord about that this morning, and he says, well, why don't you do something new in the service? That's what I said. Ooh, yeah, so I'm also passing that on to you. If you're looking for something new to change or something to change in your life, maybe you should do something new right now today in the service. Maybe it's coming forward during worship time. Feel free, this is totally open up here for that, or maybe standing in a different spot, or next to some other people, or whatever that looks like. But I encourage you to do something new today during worship, and let the Lord speak into you in that place, that new position that you're showing him you're ready. You're ready for what he wants to pour into you. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. what to talk about. And the Holy Spirit asked me, Jay, are you giving your offering paycheck to paycheck? And I'm like, well, probably. And so he was encouraging me to let my giving drive what my paycheck's going to be rather than my paycheck driving what my offering is. And for me, that transitions me from the Old Testament 10% tithe, which is a calculation off my paycheck, versus the New Testament giving out of my heart, which has a potential at least to drive what my paycheck can ultimately be. So he was asking me, am I weighing or giving my giving paycheck to paycheck, or am I giving in faith into my future? What's your future? What's your destiny? What's my destiny? That's what I want to sow into. That's what I want to give into. I was just thinking about going through a fast food drive-thru and paying for the person behind me. No idea how much they're even ordering. Hopefully it wasn't up for a party or something, but I just told her to put it on the card, and I have no idea. I never knew anything more. I drove away with my meal, and that was that, right? But there was something in that. It broke something off of me that needed to be broken off. And I think I probably don't do that often enough, because I need a lot of stuff broken off. And I think it'd be healthy for me to do that more often. Now, that might be a little bit too far out there for some of y'all. And so the Holy Spirit was reminding me of another thing that he's called me to do I've not done yet. I'm not so sure it takes quite as much faith to do. So here's what he was laying out for me. And I'm proposing you might think out of the box and let him help you with that. And so what he was suggesting I do is fast 3 days out of every month of the year. So 12 times 3 is 36. That's roughly a month plus that I would have fasted in that year. So 1 month of the year, in theory, I could have saved the money on a month's worth of groceries. And so it's money I would have been spending. It's not like I had to pull it from somewhere else. It's just a matter of purposing where I put that month's worth of grocery money, right? And then he's encouraged me to give that to somebody who's in need. Use that money to sow into people that I see around me that maybe need some groceries or whatever, right? And so that might be a way. Maybe if you don't have quite enough faith to give off of a paycheck you haven't gotten yet, I think it might be a way to get us moving. That's one way in that direction, right? Getting comfortable with sowing what we have into those around us, into our community. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunity. We just look forward to ideas out of the box, Lord, that you can come up with that help us on this journey, whether it's what we see as a small step or a scary big step, Lord. Help us with wherever we're at, Lord, as we want to walk closer with you, in the garden, Lord, stewarding that part of the kingdom that you've called us each to be a part of its success. Thank you, Lord. Amen. can give up front during the next song, or you can read on the screen there too, so I'll just leave it at that. So thank you.
past several times we've done communion, talked about the word communion, right? 1 Corinthians 10, Paul says, the bread which we break, is it not the communion of the blood of, or the body of Christ? The cup which we drink, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? And I talked about that word communion. Paul uses it again in Philippians in a different way, but it's the same word. It says, that I might know him in the fellowship of his sufferings. Fellowship is that same word, communion. That I might know him in the communion of his suffering. Now, don't think that to mean that Paul says, I'm waiting for Sunday morning to take a sip of a cup and a piece of bread. That's not really what he meant. And we just sang a song, I will build my life on his foundation. And so I want to read actually what Paul said, that whole paragraph, when he said, know him in the fellowship of his suffering. This is Philippians chapter 3. Yet all of the accomplishments that I once took credit for, I now forsake them, and I regard them all as nothing compared to the delight of experiencing Jesus Christ as my Lord. To truly know him meant letting go of everything from my past, throwing all my boasting on the garbage heap. It's all like a pile of manure to me now, so that I may be enriched in the reality of knowing Jesus Christ and embrace him as Lord in all of his greatness. My passion is to be consumed with him and not cling to my own righteousness based on keeping the law. My only righteousness will be his, based on the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, the very righteousness that comes from God. And I continually long to know the wonders of Jesus and to experience the overflowing power of his resurrection working in me, that I will be one with him in his sufferings and become like him in his death. One with him in his sufferings is communion. That's that word. That I will be in communion with him in his sufferings and become like him in his death. Only then will I be able to experience complete oneness with him in his resurrection from the realm of death. That's our foundation. Everything of me that I think I can take credit for needs to be gone. Everything of him, because who he is, his identity is a lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. I need to identify myself, base my life, my actions, my thoughts, my words on that reality, that foundation, that communion with him. All the rest of it is the fancy word for manure. So, it's about the body and the blood. It's not about this cup and this piece of bread. It's about the foundation that I choose to build my life on. And unless I'm on that foundation, everything I build is garbage. That's where we need to stand this morning, so we can identify in oneness with him. Jesus, thank you so much for being the example to us of who the Father is. Help us to understand that reflection principle and try to be who you are. Help us build on your foundation. Live in communion with your Lamb, your suffering as a Lamb, so that everything we reflect is a picture of you. May it be accurate. May it be saturating us. May there be nothing else in there get rid of the manure and let us experience your righteousness only. Thank you for giving yourself freely, demonstrating love we can't even fully comprehend. You alone are worthy. Thank you.
Let them know that your hope is in Him alone. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, yes, Lord. You alone, Lord. You alone. Amen. Amen. Moving in. Come on up. Here you go. You got an announcement? Okay.
Good morning. Welcome into the warmth of the Holy Spirit, right? Yeah, I'm glad you all made it here today. Keep praying for the people out in the valley, right? Isn't it weird that that far apart and we don't even have a breeze? It's like, wow, wow. Good to be here this morning. I just have a few housekeeping things I wanted to bring attention to. I sent out an email, but not everybody gets those. So we are very blessed to have this building. We're very blessed to have this gym. And it's not only a blessing to us, but we get to bless our community, and they use it every single day, actually, every single night. It's amazing. So I love serving our community, blessing them. But one thing we need to keep in mind, I think it's important when they do come to use our gym that they don't have to clean it up before they use it, okay? So especially on Sundays when it gets used after the service and kids and not just kids, it just gets used, which is great. But I just want to ask that especially on Sundays when you're here using the gym, before you leave, make sure or make sure your kids, whichever, get the balls, get the trikes, whatever's out, and just get it all cleaned up because there is a group that does come in on Sunday evenings to use it. So we want to just have it ready for them, right? Okay? So the next thing we do, periodically I put out the lost and found. So there is a table in the gym that has coats and cups and all kinds of things that might be yours. So stop by the gym, look at the lost and found. If there are smaller items like earrings, rings, I don't put those out in the lost and found. Those I keep in the church office. So if you're missing something valuable or tiny, contact me and get you in the church office and see if something is yours. So check the lost and found. I don't keep it up all the time. We keep it up for, you know, 2-3 weeks. Whatever isn't picked up, then goes bye-bye. So don't put it off. Check that out. One last thing. Laura Lee, where'd she go? There she is. That beautiful woman with the blue flag in the back, waving attention to herself. We are making sure that we have your correct contact information because we like to stay in touch, and you probably would like to get your year-end statements that'll be coming before too long. So she will be in the back, in the foyer. Find her, and we just want to make sure everything is up to date, okay? Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Marita. That's awesome. Let's see here. Kids, I think it's time for kids to head downstairs, and I'd like to pray them into that setting there. This Heavenly Father, we just thank you for all our children, Lord, and we thank you for the teachers downstairs, Lord, that are pouring your word, Lord, your heart, and our children, Lord. Just thank you, Lord, and in Jesus' name, amen. And, you know, go ahead and transition and maybe pray for each other a little bit, and we'll get started.